This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Well, last year we rang the council about six times because we're on level three water restrictions, and tourists that were visiting the area, and what they were doing was over the park there they had a tap, so they were washing their boats down, their cars, their camping gear, and we ran the council and asked them were they allowed to do it, and no one could tell us who was responsible for that area, and we said, well, if they're allowed to do it, why can't we do it? And they said, no, you can't, because we're level three water restrictions. And so they wouldn't, they just, the only thing they did was after the sixth call, they come out and changed the taps so they couldn't put a hose on the end of it. But unfortunately, they still do it. They've done it a couple of times this year. I think they've changed the taps again over there, using their hoses on there again this year. So we just wanted to know why the council wouldn't act on it. And we were told over and over that they weren't too sure if it was local laws. Then they come back and said, I think it was the open spaces area. So it was just, it was a waste of time even contacting the council because they just weren't interested. They visit us to the area every year.
And Lisa, while I've got you there, what do you think of this proposed lagoon at Four Mile Beach that the council has wheeled out?
Look, it looks great. Realistically, I don't think it'll happen. It's going to cost the Shire a lot of money to keep it running, and I just don't think that we can have a lagoon that's chemical-free, especially in this climate. And you know, most motels over in Port Douglas have already got a pool. I know it's a public pool, but I just think it's going to be a lot of money for this Shire to have to maintain it.